Hey people, are you in the market for a cool and unique pair of sunglasses? Well, today's episode is being sponsored by Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. I've been wearing sunglasses from Retrospects for almost 5 years now, and honestly, there's nothing better. They have all the vintage stuff. They do modern day interpretations of the vintage stuff. They do prescription. They do restoration. They do it all. Email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com to get a free gift with purchase and free shipping anywhere in the U.S. for a limited time. Or visit their website at www.retrospects.com. We're also sponsored today by Cape Cod Polishing Cloth, the only cloth that cleans, polishes, and protects. To get your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today, go to www.capecodpolish.com. In the kit, you get 6 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend, and I guarantee you, you'll love the results. Okay, on with the show. On today's episode, we talk to my new client, Tom, who recently purchased a Panerai from me. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
I had a good experience with you.
Well, thank God for that. I'm so happy you did. And for all of those of you out there, Tom, was referred to me by a friend, a mutual friend. And, Tom, I helped Tom just acquire a Panerai watch. And I just wanted to have the public sort of, you know, see how the whole process works from the time you referred to me, from the time you called me. It was funny, Tom called me and I was getting my hair cut. And then when I called Tom back, he was getting his haircut, which I thought was great. But anyway, Tom, do you want to just explain, like, the whole process and all that stuff?
Well, here's what happened. So I have had my eye on a Panerai, a 372, 47 millimeter, for a long time. I first saw it in a Toshin fancy magazine with all sorts of articles about the beautiful big coffee table books. And I saw it on the back cover. I said, oh my God, that's the most beautiful watch I've ever seen. I'll have to get it. And this was years ago. Mm-hmm. So I kept thinking about it. And every time I saw, a Toshin, I would go and I cut out article, I cut out images in magazines and newspapers, the New York Times, other places. And finally, I just said, I'm just going to try to get this watch. I have a friend named Joseph who worked with you to get an IWC Portuguese.
That's right, like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, and he always told me, "Oh, Tom, those Panerais, they're just pimp watches." And I said, "That's just." You're out of your mind. Why would you ever think something like that? Oh, they're too Hollywood and all that. I still wanted the watch.
Sure.
So ironically, I wasn't going to tell Joseph that I was going to be, looking out for that. I wanted to get a Panerai, and I was even thinking of maybe paying retail because I didn't know any other way of getting it. And he said, "Well, I know someone who can probably get you a good deal, who's great to work. His name is Amit, and he helped me get my IWC Portuguese." So then I called you, and I was very, very happy with the service, with the after-sale service. I needed a new band, and everything worked out, and I have my dream watch, and I can't tell you how happy I am with it and how good it was to work with you. You're very thorough, very professional, and I'm a happy camper.
Well, that's all that matters. And, I think what's really cool was, for me, was that, I own the 372, and I know that, there was definitely a question of different models that Tom was looking at. It wasn't just as simple as saying, "I want a 372 and we got it. It was actually, it was a question of various models. And I recommended to you the 372 as well, just because I had it and I know that you liked it. And I know that size was an issue as well at first when we discussed it. So I just wanted to kind of take people through that process as well, that, I love helping my clients acquire watches. And to me, that's actually the easiest part of the transaction. But for me, the most important part is you know, being able to help my clients decipher what's best for them.
Well, buying a Panerai watch is a major expense for me, unless you're a $20 million Hollywood actor with lots of films under his or her belt. So it was a big decision for me, and I narrowed it down to three models that I really, really liked. And I had a tough time figuring out whether I wanted a 560, a 562, or a 372. I even memorized the PAM model numbers. And Amit, you were very helpful in helping me decide on the 372. And I realized that, I mean, that's really important, because if I had bought the other ones, I would have regretted not having bought the 372, which is kind of like the Uber Panerai, as far as I know.
It's the definitive Panerai to have, in my opinion, absolutely. And I think one of the things that helped me, without, I think, even you realizing it, was, you know, Tom's a car guy to an extent too, and I know that you got, you know, your dream car not too long ago, and you expressed that to me. You had a certain kind of car before, and then you got this one, and when you explained it to me in that context, very quickly and very easily helped me decipher that the 372 was actually going to go and complement that, in the same way that your dream car is complementing what you wanted to fulfill with your automotive desires.
Well, I appreciate that. It was very perceptive of you, Amit, and it was very, very helpful to me. And like I said, if I hadn't chosen the 372, I would have regretted it, and then it would have been too late, and I wouldn't have been very, very happy. So, yes, you helped me make the decision. You were very perceptive and understanding there, and you helped me. So I have nothing but good things to say about your luxury watch concierge service.
You're very kind, Tom. And also, like, you know, like, what? Just a quick question for you is, which I never really got to ask you when we were doing this, because we were trying to get the watch for you, and we didn't have much time. But what kind of got you into watches, like, specifically, like? Can you remember, like, being a young kid liking them, or is it something that, you know, you kind of acquired over time, just seeing them more in print and billboards and magazines? And you know, I mean, I think, as you know as much as I do, me being in the industry, I've been around it my whole life, so I'm kind of in a bubble. But, you know, for the general public, it's different. Some people grow up with seeing it in their family. Some people, you know, in the last 5 years have seen it more as it's gotten more prevalent. What was it for you?
I've always noticed watches. I notice watches that I think are nice, whether it's in an ad, whether I see someone wearing one. So I've always noticed watches. I have a Rolex, which I'm very happy with. I don't buy watches to sell them. I buy watches to keep. I'll take you back to a very early incident I had. I begged my parents for a Boy Scout watch when I was, I don't know, 7 years old. I begged them. And finally I got the Boy Scout watch. And I read on the band, it said simulated alligator. I thought, wow. And I went to my dad. I said, what does simulated alligator mean? He said, oh, that's the very best type of alligator.
Right.
And so that always makes me laugh. And my father had Rolexes. He had some bubble watches. He had some beautiful Omegas. He had some very fancy dress watches. He was a very bespoke dresser, Brioni suits, beautiful shirts. You know, he drove Ferraris and nice cars, and he appreciated watches. I don't have a big watch collection at all. I mean, I bought some Swatches in the 1980s. I have a Rolex, as I mentioned. I have an old Bulova from like the 1920s. That I like, but for me, I have arrived at, you know, where I wanted to be with watches. I have a Panerai, I have a Rolex Explorer. Those two watches I will wear all the time, and I just feel like that's it. Watches are very personal things. It's important to buy the one that you really, really like. I'm not going to go out and buy a bunch of other watches now, so this is sort of like a final decision for me on which one, the last watch they'll ever get. And once again, thanks for helping me make the right decision.
No, I'm so glad that you, first of all, thank you for including me and making me a part of such monumental decision. And number two, now having the Rolex and the Panerai, I don't know if you see any link to the two brands because you have both. Maybe it's too new, but basically the 372 originally was made by Rolex. 372 is a modern day interpretation of that. And
I actually knew that because you explained it to me. So there is that connection. The Explorer 2 went up, you know, the one went up with Sir Edmund Hillary up Mount Everest in 1946. I love the heritage of that watch. I have the Explorer 2, but then the Panerai also has the heritage of the Italian Navy. So they're both sort of linked in history, and they're both gorgeous timepieces, and I'm thrilled to have both.
Well,
and they're also very different from each other, which I also like.
Absolutely, and I think what you've noticed, just having the Panerai now for about a week or 10 days or however long it's been, that, you know, you can, the nice thing is being able to change the strap, the versatility. I know Tom's got he's got a bigger wrist than the average wrist. And, you know, the good thing too was we were able to get him, I was able to sort out and get him a strap, locally where he lives at a Panerai dealer, at a Panerai boutique. So I'm glad we were able to do that for you. And I'm sure as time goes on, the only investment you'll make besides upkeeping it will be, you know, investing in the plethora of straps available.
Right. I might get a rubber strap so that I can use it for swimming, because I am a swimmer, and I worked 35 years as a L.A. County beach lifeguard, not full-time, but summers. So I still I live near the ocean, so I like to swim, and I'll want to use it the way the Italian Navy did. So I will do that. That will probably be my only other Panerai purchase at this point, will be a wrap, because I'm very, very happy with the band that you helped me get very, you know, quickly, and I couldn't be happier.
Well, that's great, and thank you, Tom. So you would recommend the service to your friends and your family or whoever is interested?
Absolutely. It made a huge difference for me, and I would absolutely do it without any hesitation.
Thank you, Tom. And lastly, how would you compare this experience? Because I'm, you know, you bought a Rolex, and you've been into watch stores before. How would you compare this experience you had to going into, you know, a watch store?
Well, I bought the Rolex from a luxury store in Beverly Hills. It wasn't that convenient for me to go back. I know that it takes a long time to have them serviced. I had both good and bad experiences with service there. What I liked about working with your concierge service was it was, first of all, you were always available on the phone to answer questions. You made yourself available, made it very clear that you were here to help. And the personal involvement in helping me make the right decision and helping me basically make the sale was invaluable to me, much better than the type of service gotten in stores.
Well, that means a lot to me, and I extend that regardless. Anytime, I hope you feel comfortable enough to call me with any questions anytime, and I can't thank you enough for your business and your support.
Absolutely. I mean it, and best wishes to you and your concierge service. It's valuable to anybody looking for a beautiful luxury watch.
Well, there you have it, folks. That was my one-on-one interview with new client Tom, who's very happy with his Panerai 372. So thank you, Tom. I'd like to thank Retrospects at the Cosmopolitan Hotel of Las Vegas. If you want to buy the best sunglasses in the world, whether it be vintage, modern day interpretations of the vintage stuff, restoration, prescription, they do it all. Email them at lasvegas@retrospects.com to get a free gift with purchase and free shipping anywhere in the U.S. for a limited time. You can also visit their website at www.retrospects.com. I'd also like to thank Cape Cod Polish and Cloth. If you want to polish your watch like a professional for under $20, go to www.capecodpolish.com. You get a kit. In the kit, you get 6 metal polishing cloths, a buffing cloth, and a pair of reusable gloves. It's the best $20 you'll ever spend. So go order your Cape Cod Polishing Cloth kit today. I'd also like to thank Shalvoy Music and DJ Flipside for providing the musical musical tracks to this podcast. If you want to know what's going on with me and the watch industry, check out my Instagram and my Twitter. My handles for both are at AmitDaveHonda. Please don't forget to like my Facebook watch page. And if you want to get caught up with the latest watch news, I'll throw the link below to sign up for my weekly newsletter. You can also visit my website at www.AmitDaveHonda.com. Email me with questions at AmitDaveHonda@gmail.com. And until we meet again, rock on and fly back.